कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जना वाला भगिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जना वाला भगिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। 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 जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी। यमुना तीर वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रीमद् वाइन ग्रेस अभयचंडारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत पुराण की जय। ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। अथापि अम्बुजपत्र अक्ष पुण्यश्लोक शिखामने द्रक्ष्ये मायां यया लोकः सपालः वेद सत् वीदाम्। अथाप्यम्बुज पत्राक्ष पुण्यश्लोक शिखामने द्रक्षे मायां यया लोकः सपालो वेद सद्भिदाम्। अथाप्यम्बुज पत्राक्ष पुण्यश्लोक शिखामणे द्रक्षे मायां यया लोकः सपालो वेद सद्भिदम्। अथापि अम्बुज पत्राक्ष पुण्यश्लोक शिखामणे द्रक्ष्ये मायां यया लोकः सपालो वेद सद्भिदाम्। यम्बुज पत्राक्ष पुण्यश्लोक शिखामणे द्रक्षे मायां यया लोकः सपालो वेद सद्भिदाम्। अथापि अम्बुज पत्राक्ष पुण्यश्लोक शिखामणे द्रक्षे मायां यया लोकः यपालो वेद सद्विदाम्। अथापि अम्बुज पत्राक्ष पुण्यश्लोक शिखामणे द्रक्षे मायां यया लोकः सपालो वेद सद्विदाम्। अथापि नंदलेस अम्बुज पत्र लाइक द पेटल्स ऑफ अ लोटस अक्ष ओ यू हुज आईज पुण्य श्लोक ऑफ फेमस पर्सनालिटीज शिखामणे ओ क्रेस्ट ज्वेल द्रक्ष्ये आई डिजायर टू सी मायाम द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी यया बाय विच लोकः द एंटायर वर्ल्ड सपालः अलॉन्ग विद इट्स रूलिंग डेमी गॉड्स वेद कंसिडर्स सत् ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट रियालिटी भिदाम मटीरियल डिफरेंसिएशन। translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. O lotus-eyed Lord, O crest jewel of renowned personalities, although I am satisfied simply by seeing you, I do wish to see your illusory potency, by whose influence the entire world, together with its ruling demigods, considers reality to be materially variegated. Purport. A conditioned soul sees the material world to be constituted of independent, separate entities. Actually, all things are united, being potencies of the Supreme Lord. Markandeya Rishi is curious to witness the exact process by which Maya, the Lord's bewildering potency, casts living beings into illusion. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Shahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha, Gopita Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Shute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpatarubhyas Chakripa, Sindhubhya Evacha, Patita Nam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. O lotus-eyed Lord, O crest jewel of renowned personalities, although I am satisfied simply by seeing you, I do wish to see your illusory potency, by whose influence the entire world, together with its ruling demigods, considers reality to be materially variegated. Srila Prabhupada was giving darshan. And a simple devotee asks this question. Srila Prabhupada, when we are in Maya, and he got the answer. And the question stopped there. Right? It was a rhetoric. So this is the state of affairs for all of us when we are in Maya, right? So that doesn't exist for us. That question is not relevant in one sense, because we are perpetually in Maya. It's a question of when. We always have been, we are, and we will be in Maya, right? So, of course, technically it could be Yoga Maya, Maya Maya, we know that. That's a technical part of it. But there will be Maya. So, this is a very powerful question. Nobody will ask such a question to the Lord. You know, various things the Lord have been asked for, you know, give me this, or, you know, maybe material desires, or somebody has asked for, you know, eternal remembrance, eternal servitorship, there are various questions the Lord has been asked at Mathura when he was passing down the road in Kamsa's royal road. Then Sudama said, "Oh, may the your Lord give me eternal friendship with your devotees, give me eternal remembrance of your lordships, and let me always be desiring your seva." He asked for three benedictions, right? And the florist asked for benedictions. No, very few people have asked this thing. Can you show me your illusory potency? Very few. I mean, who would dare to ask such a question? Let's put it like that. Who has the guts to ask such a question of the Lord? Can you just show me a fraction of this thing? Very few. I can only remember Lord Shiva and Markandeya. There may be others. I don't know who else. Maybe Narad Muni. Right? But there are very few in history of Puranic history who have asked such a question. So how does all this work? How does all this start? What is the origin of this Maya potency? There have been books written by that, by several devotees. There's a book by Purushottam Swami Maharaj. The whole book is on Maya. The book is not Maya. The book is on Maya. The book is very relevant. The book is not Maya. But it's on the subject of Maya. So when somebody like a scholar, a Vaishnava scholar like that can write, pages and pages, I happen to just see it in someone's place and obviously I was interested. Because what is it for me? I was in US and at that time I read a few pages of that book. But it's an important question, and for, aspiring devotees like ourselves who are undergoing our own individual struggles in our journey, and the more we clearly understand the tenets of this very important subject, the more we learn how to deal with this. We are all, as it says here, what is the process? The question, translation is very perfect. I said, what is the process by which Maya works? So everything is a process. In chemistry, in physiology, in physics, there is a process which makes things happen. Or in IT, there is a process, right? So the Lord also has put into action a process. So why was the process really initiated? So these basic questions are answered by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita. It all starts with separateness of desire. Right? The origin of Maya, in one sense, is our own doing. The Lord has made the potency, but whether you or I will get into that or not is our own doing. Inasmuch as the prison is ready made by the government, because that department has to be there also. As Prabhupada says, there's an education department, there is a department. But whether you and I want to go there is not based on the government's desire. It's based on our desire. So it all starts with Ichha Dvesha Samuthena. That's the origin of how we get entangled or involved in this process. Unfortunately, we get involved in this process. There is a king, and a lot of his saman is coming, taxpayers are coming all along. Like we have in 10th canto, it says how when Kamsa is there in Mathura, and Nanda Maharaj and others are all coming with cartloads of jewels and cloth and milk and butter and whatnot, what they have to pay as taxes. I believe 1/4 would go to the king and whatever, 3/4 went to the king and 1/4 was kept back. Like during Raghunath Das Goswami, we find that 1/4 they keep, the tax letter keeps, 3/4 goes to the king's treasury. So suppose all this is going into the king's treasury, and somebody comes along the way and just takes the whole thing for himself and puts it in his house. Right? He said, "This is mine." He loots it, he burgles it, he attacks those people and he takes it to himself. What is it all meant to be going where? It's the king's property. It's not your property. Right? You're supposed to go there and you put it. So will the king say, "Theek hai, let him go." It's a maha crime. It's a big crime. It's a huge crime. What was designated for the king's treasury, if it becomes part of your treasury, the king is obviously looking to take some action. So Ishapanishad says sthena evacha. Sthena means thief, right? So we all are designated by the Ishapanishad that we all have come to this world and started using the Lord's property for ourselves. Right? And the desire to enjoy the Lord's property, that ichha, right, is actually a crime. It's a crime. So there is only one word difference here. One word difference. Enjoying with the Lord and when you are the property of God. There is only one word difference. Of or with. And that makes such a huge difference in the outcome. When we say enjoying with the Lord, then you are still resident over there. Yeah. Your father's property is a millionaire, multi-billionaire. You're staying with him. You can enjoy gardens, fruits, whatever he's providing to you, all the fountains, everything is just there, all his cars, all his everything is all yours. Because you are enjoying with. And you start enjoying of. Right? So then you start thinking of self separately. Enjoying the Lord's property. Not with the Lord, but of the Lord. So this idea, as he says here, the separateness is the main problem. Right? When we learn our Vedic sciences of bhakti, we are taught there are three levels, right? Sambandha Gyan, Abhidya Gyan and Prayojan Gyan. Right? So that's where we can start applying this. We have applied physiology, applied physics, applied chemistry. We have applied. So when it comes to applied Krishna consciousness, in this situation it would mean that we apply this understanding of Sambandha Gyan, means we start seeing as a trainee, as an apprentice devotee, as guy who's learning things, right? To see everything now again in relation to. That's the only difference. Is it all relation to me? Then it is called as Maya. This world is mine, this book is mine, the property is mine, this body is mine. Of course, it starts with the body. Everything which you start seeing, a conditioned soul and a liberated soul, is the only difference in their drishtikona. The drishtikona is the only difference. Right? Externally, there is no difference. Prabhupada very categorically says, both Arjuna and Duryodhana are fighting. And they're fighting tooth and nail. They are trained warriors. The same guru is there. The same battlefield is there. Everything is the same. Practically, the Rivastras may be using also the same, because the same guru taught them. Same mantra here, same mantra there. Right? This mantra for this Shakti, that mantra for same Shakti. Don't know what both were taught the same mantras also. Everything was the same. Both sides exactly matching. No difference. And yet they're at war with each other. How is that? The drishtikon. Right? So Arjuna is fighting because the Lord wants him to fight. And Arjuna is fighting because he wants to fight. Right? So when the war, Arjuna saw the war in relation to Krishna, Duryodhana saw the war in relation to himself. Right? Whether his defeat or his victory or his enemy or his grandfather or his allies is all relation to him. Right? But Arjuna saw the whole affair in relation to Krishna. Even when Abhimanyu died, ultimately after expressing his sorrow, he just saw in relation to Krishna. Maybe it's the Lord's desire. He understood that the Lord has sanctioned my son's departure. Right? And even though I'm grieving because of Sneha, but the Sneha did not put him into Moha. Prabhupada talks about very categorically about this aspect in relation to when the fisherman, he touched Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, who was drowned in the ocean of Puri Jagannath, right? And he's a fisherman going in the middle of the night or maybe early morning, and he touched him, thinking it is a huge, nice, beautiful fish because big catch today. And he touches him, and then he goes into this ecstasy where he says, and he behaves in a very, you know, ghostly haunted manner. And his first response is, if I am ghostly haunted now, then what will happen to my children and my wife? That is his first consideration. He said, toh theek hai, you know, bhoot lag gaya mere ko, that's all right. But with this situation now that I am going crazy, I cannot control myself. He is doing all these things. What will happen to my children? What to my wife? Because I cannot do my earning. Right? Prabhupada said this is called as sneha. right? So is sneha normal? Absolutely normal. Without sneha, the world would not exist. If the lion doesn't love the cub, or the mother doesn't love the child, you know, they would take the child and maybe they throw away. And if it does mischief, they will throw away. No? The sneha is there. The fish loves a small. So sneha, parental love, all this is natural. So sneha was there, but the sneha was not overpowering Arjuna. In our case, our sneha overpowers us. Our love for our family, love for our loved ones, swajana, dareshu, suteshu, all the bhuteshu. So when all these things, bandushu, right? This is, who specs is this? I think this is in the 9th canto, I think. Ambarish Maharaj. Sukhe, bandushu. So this all puts us into a sneha situation. So Arjuna is having sneha also for Abhimanyu. Natural. 16-year-old boy, poor fellow, first war. He made his debut in the war and then, poor fellow. On the first debut itself, he lost him. He probably was one of the best among the other five, you know, sons of Draupadi. He was probably the best, heroic. But no moha was there. Right? So in this way, this situation is such that whereby we start seeing things in relation to ourselves. The first step would be to start seeing things in relation to Krishna. We may not immediately become Krishna conscious, like, you know, become pure devotee. But this is the process of becoming purified. What is the process? Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. That is the process. Right? If it is not Krishna Sambandhe, then it is Falgu Vairagya Uchyate. We don't say relationship to Krishna, paisa nahi chahiye, you know, this, you know. Prabhupada talks about yogis giving up money or sex or brahmacharya and this and that. No, this is all maya, maya, maya. So they are also, they are more maya conscious than Krishna conscious. Right? The devotee is Krishna conscious, not maya conscious. Right? And maya consciousness is included in that Krishna consciousness by, in terms of having a healthy fear of maya. Right? It is not independent activity. It is Krishna conscious, and as he becomes more and more Krishna conscious, he realizes his vulnerable position, and that makes him fearful of maya. So the more Krishna conscious he becomes, actually, the more actually becomes careful of maya. And the less Krishna conscious we are less careful about maya. They say, no, Krishnadas Bindas, and they all. But this doesn't work like that, but, you know, Krishnadas Bindas doesn't work. We have to be having a reasonable. That's why when Krishna is born, to Mother Devaki, the Acharya has explained that Kamsa represents a fear of material existence. So that's the first step to cultivate in our heart a healthy fear of maya. A healthy fear that if I lose this opportunity which my spiritual master and the parampara and the devotees have given me, then I will be cast back down into the ocean of material existence. This only rope I have, which I have got after millions of lifetimes, anadi karma phale, pari bhavar nava jale, bhavar nava, panavana means material existence. The rope has come to me, Krishna has sent the rope, Guru has sent the rope, right? And I'm holding it also right now. Right? It's in my hands. Right? And if I just hold it, they're going to yank me up. They're going to pull me up. They're going to pull me up. Elevation in Krishna consciousness. I'll be elevated. You have to hold on to that rope. It'll be elevated automatically. Right? It's like, once you hold it, then the gear system starts, and then you keep getting brought up. Right? All that you do is to, as they say, hold on and not let go. Nama Om Vishnu. Don't have to let go the feet of the Lord and his devotees. Right? So then that healthy fear of maya is a beautiful beginning and a sustained activity for a progressive devotee. Seniority may bring arrogance, seniority may bring a sense of false confidence, seniority may bring gives them a lot of knowledge, right? And they start feeling that I am now a little bit above the, I'm not so vulnerable now. But actually, he's even more vulnerable. Why is he more vulnerable? Because when you are, I mean, the jailer will be keeping eye closer on whom? The guy who's like in the jail, drunk, stoned out, or the guy who's trying to somehow, you know, get out of the jail. Who will be the jailer more vigilant about? Right? One who's stoned into drugs and, you know, just having a great time and he's completely into, you know, jail life, trying to enjoy that illusory existence of a jail. They say, wo to kabhi bhagega nahi. He's like, I don't have to look at him also. I know he's going to be there in that corner, you know, stoned completely, right? But the guy who's trying to really do something to get out, right? He said, Ispetana Rakna, Ibo chalaka hai. Take care of this fellow. I see him always scheming things and, you know, he's pataving somebody else always and bribing somebody. keep eye on him, guys. He's this very chalu fellow, right? So he'll keep an eye on you. So people like us who are trying to escape, the great escape, the escape of Rupa and Sanatan, the great escape, right? Are going to be those who are trying to escape, the jailer will look, keep a better, more eye on us. Right? So we'll be attacked by gross, and then if you are somehow able to graduate, post-graduate from that, we'll be attacked by also subtle forces. Right? So we have to be prepared. As we become senior, more well-versed in the scripture, then maybe gross things don't attack us so much. Maybe you have already graduated that, you passed your unit, you passed your semesters, you come up a little level, and then gross things may not really trouble you so much. But then other things are there, right? And that will be there till the very end. Even Bharat Maharaj fell into sneha and went into moha. Imagine, even the power of maya, right? That he is up to, as they say, it is on a sthai bhava stage. He is way beyond what we can imagine right now. We are in a stage of, most of us are struggling with anatta nivritti and bhajan kriya stage. It is a long journey for most of us, right? We are still, yet many of us are still probably going to anticipate that we come into the nishtha stage where we have firm faith. Then you have, of course, higher levels of ruchi asaktiism. But he was way beyond that. He was already in the name of bhava. And imagine the vulnerability of the spirit soul and how, as they say the word, fallible. Prabhupada's word is so beautiful. Chyuta and achyuta. Right? We are endlessly fallible. Even at bhava stage, what to talk of our stage, whatever stage we are right now, individually, we don't know where we are, but you know, wherever we are, even at that stage, we are vulnerable. Right? So then this vulnerability of the stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam makes us even more vigilant and alert. Oh, it can happen to somebody at that stage when he's ekant. Or Shabari Muni is sitting right there for thousands of years in the bank of the Jamuna at the ocean, you know, river bank, river bed, right? And he's controlled his power to such an extent he's able to breathe like fish. Only a fish can breathe dissolved oxygen, right? When you go inside a deep sea diving, you have to carry an excellent cylinder with you. You cannot breathe. No deep sea diver goes without, you know, either he'll die, poor fellow. He has to have a cylinder support, or at least something is there, a tube is there, which connects to the surface, and there is somebody supplying oxygen to him, the bubbles are coming out. He's breathing something, right? But dissolved oxygen, you require fins for that. You cannot breathe with the nose. And human beings don't have fins, they have nose, meant for air, not for water to get filtered. Krishna has given a filtration process by which oxygen is extracted by the fins and water is sent back and oxygen is extracted and the fins and the fish can live for a good amount of time. The whales can live for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. But for us to stay even for 5 minutes, 10 minutes under sea, right? So even a controlling, to what extent is the control? And yet, so these pastimes are given for us to always remain humble. Never think that that we are now above and beyond
the vulnerability stage. We are always vulnerable. So, Ordakov, they say there is Karmis, Jnanis, Yogis and Bhaktas, right? There are four stages of evolution of consciousness. The Karmis are completely deep down. So, if you want to understand a little more deeper, how these four things are there like that, it depends upon the density of the covering potency. Why these four stages there? Because they are the density of the cloud which covers your consciousness, brings you four stages, right? Like with the Karmi is like completely dense, covered, like you have in the night, right? You have pitch dark. It's good to sleep in the night when there is pitch dark, right? They said it's very good medically. So don't have a night lamp, anything. Don't have anything. Just complete pitch dark. You should not be able to see your hand in front of your face also. Then, you know, the body releases melatonin from the pineal gland. So it's pitch dark. So that's like something like a Karmi. It's pitch dark. It has no understanding. But with a small little, you know, sometimes the AC is there, air conditioner is there, and it has got that its light, they say, it's 24 degrees temperature, right? It is a small illumination. So you can see something at least, right? And if you have a night lamp, you can see a little more. And if you have like a bright light, you can see so much more, right? And if it's daytime, you don't need anything. That's why we have four stages. First stage of how the density of the covering, our Atmika potency of Maya, how that becomes thinner and thinner and thinner, right? Until it becomes just like a thin veil. Becomes like a thin veil. What is that veil? So when you go into Vrindavan Dham, Mayapur Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, the only veil is operating there. Right? Just a thin veil. You're not able to see. You're in the Dham. You're in the Dham. This is the Dham. This is Chintamani Dham, Madhurya Dham. Right? But you're not able to still see because there's still veil is there. It becomes just actually still, you're in the kingdom of God. You're in the Lord's abode. When the Lord stays eternally, you're also there. So back to Godhead. We're actually back to Godhead. Because there is the Lord's abode, there is back to Godhead. Huh? But we don't feel like that. We don't feel that ecstasy of back to Godhead. We still feel hungry, sleepy, lusty, crazy. We still have those emotions of various things which we have. Right? Why is that? Because we are still not able to penetrate that thin veil of Maya. Right? So then we can see that the Karmis are, being a Karmi has got a hopeless situation. So we said, yeah, let's get better. People start saying, this is now no good. Massive suffering is there here. So, Jnani. So, if I want to take an example of a Jnani, and the person who comes to my mind first is Keshav Kashmiri. Right? But I cannot think of another bigger Jnani than Keshav Kashmiri. Right? One who is a direct disciple of Saraswati, who has on his tongue Saraswati Mother, anything he wants from is like his vocabulary, his knowledge. He just had to think of any file and the file opens. And who opens the file for him? So said herself opens that, you know, puts her password, not his password, her own password. So this is the knowledge. Okay. And he said, brrr, he just starts speaking something from some obscure scripture, you know, which is nobody has even read. And Kishagami can just fluently quote from anything, from anywhere, ever written, ever spoken. He cannot be a more wizard person than him, right? What is our knowledge in the best of scholars? What is our knowledge? He can quote from anything, from anywhere, anything ever spoken in the history of mankind. He knows it. And yet, he is not a devotee. That is even more bewildering. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanamam mam prapadyate. That factor of prapadyate has not still come. Right? So knowledge doesn't seem to be the answer against Maya. It will not help us to overcome the process. The process. You cannot negate the process by Gyan. He's still going around gathering certificates of accolades and awards from everywhere. So I defeated this and I defeated him and I defeated them and I defeated him. And he goes all over the place. He said to be a Digvijay Pandit. And so I've heard his boy is there, you know, young boy. He's quite famous in your village, right? He's teaching grammar. Grammar. Interesting. Grammar teacher very famous. A grammar teacher like in elementary, like someone is just starting his career as a teacher, who knows grammar. I mean, he's like way beyond. He's like multiple PhDs types, you know, and somebody's a grammar teacher. Debate with me? Right? You debate with me. Like that. So, Gyan is not a great at all antidote against the process which puts into illusion. Neither is yoga. Neither mysticism. No. When you think of mystics, and the example which comes to your mind first, the most accomplished yogi in the Bhagavatam is by far Durvasa Muni. By far he is the most exalted yogi in the entire 12 cantos. When whoever went to Vaikuntha and came back, he went back to Godhead and he came back unchanged. Nothing changed, you know. He touched the soil of Vaikuntha. He saw Vaikuntha Vasis. He saw Vaikuntha Nath. He smelled the same aroma which Kumaras smelled, the aroma of camphor and tulsi. He went through that atmosphere of transcendental existence and he came back still, worrying about his body. He was getting burned by Sudarshan Chakra. He was still deeply into the bodily concept of life. He was still into Dehatma Buddhi. Right? So this story is so important for us because it confirms, no matter what people say about this yoga, that yoga, yogi, this and that, and Prabhupada therefore doesn't give any credibility to yoga process. In fact, he denounces yoga process very severely. What a look of credibility. Yeah, we can say, oh no, some for, you know, for health and all. That's fine. That's something like Krishna Sambandhe type of thing. Huh? But beyond that, Prabhupada has never given any credibility to yoga. Because the biggest yogi in the Bhagavatam actually still is covered over completely. There is still a density of maya which is still covering his consciousness. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami shakala. This is decisive statements of the scriptures. See, some of the statements of the scriptures are so powerful, right? And we all, of course, have heard it and contest and we know that, right? But these are like decisive. They are conclusions. They're like you have a research subject, right? And you research. And after multiple research, everyone says, yes, this drug works. Or this theory applies. This really is true. This, because we have seen it in so many situations, this stuff works. Right? So when scriptures like this slokas like this emanate from the scriptures, from the saintly acharyas, that bhukti mukti siddhi kami shakala. Come on. And what remains? Bhukti ashanta, siddhi kami ashanta, jnani, everyone shakala ashanta. Come on. So, bacha kya? Krishna bhakta nishkama. Again, we go back to this process of ichha. Why is the devotee not ashanta? We began the discussion with ichha. Ichha dvesha samuthena. And we go back into a circle now. We go back to our beginning point in conclusive understanding that a devotee is not ashanta but shanta. Shanta sadhava bhushanam, right? We say, is therefore not even just shanta, is in fact prasannatma. Why? Because he has given up the propensity to desire separate from the Lord's interest. He has given up, Prabhupada said, but he has purged. Even very purge is a very beautiful word for doctors, you know. Purgation, pergolex, you know. Purge means like you remove you have a colonic cleansing. All the stuff which is there in a colon, which is dirt stuck here and there for sometimes for a long time, constipated fellow, somebody, you know, you purge him with an enema or some laxative or some, there is an Ayurvedic, there is a drug called as Ichha Bedi Ras. Very powerful drug in Ayurvedic, Ichha Bedi Ras. You take that one pill and you'll be like busy for 48 hours, you know. You'll be busy the whole day, you know, going back and forth. Right? So, Prabhupada is about you purge. Purge means something, what do you want to purge? You don't purge. You purge, stuff is unwanted, right? So you purge things like that. is all starts with desire. Right? When you start desiring in relation to Krishna, then Prabhupada said, Krishna, devotees have no separate desire. Prabhupada had no separate desire. A pure devotee has unlimited desires. In fact, probably has more desires than even a karmi has. Right? There is no end to Prabhupada's desire to bring the world to Krishna consciousness. Right there in Boston Harbor, he's writing in the Markandeya Bhagavad Dharma. And from the streams and valleys and mountains will emanate the holy name of Krishna. I mean, that's like really expecting too much from the world. That from every valley, from every mountain, from every stream of water flowing in the rivers, from everywhere will emanate the loud chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the extent of which a devotee is optimistically thinking of Krishna's presence in this world. Right? Karmi not thinking, from every mountain I will earn money, from every I'll earn money, money will come to me from all corners. Karmi doesn't think like that. Right? From everywhere I'll get name and fame, everywhere I'll get lots of money. He doesn't think like that. But a devotee thinks from everywhere will emanate Krishna's loud sound. So who's more ambitious? A karmi cannot be so ambitious. He has a ceiling to his ambition. He said, nahin, aisa kaisa possible nahin hai, sab. Itna thodi ho sakta hai, paisa har jagah thodi aa sakta hai. Whatever business I do, I should become billionaire in every business. If I have 15 businesses, every business should become multi-billionaire. Not possible. 2-3 will do good and 5-10 will not do good. Right? But devotee is thinking beyond that. So devotee is thinking, is desiring, that propensity cannot be delimited from a living entity. Because not desiring is a state of non-existence in terms of being more like a jad. We are not jad, we are chetan. Right? So, a devotee is nishkama and therefore he is always very peaceful. Very peaceful. Right? So, our endeavor would be, how do we end this endless sojourn? We need to first understand, therefore, I think the 13th canto, 13th chapter, Krishna says that one of the awarenesses, one of the aspects of knowledge, on 23 items, how many items are there? How many items are there? 20 items of knowledge. One of them is awareness of the pain and suffering of repeated cycle birth and death, right? That's one of the awareness topics, Krishna says. Right? You'd be so aware, right? So, the moment we have to see ourselves as criminals, we have to see ourselves as rebellious souls. We should not forget that. That I have been a rebel, to the Lord. I have been a criminal. The fact that a person has a material body means he is a criminal from the spiritual world. This dress, like each one, jails have different dresses, right? In Indian jails, in Tihar jail, or in Nasik jail, or in American jail, they all have different dresses. So the fact that you have a dress you're wearing, the human dress or a lion dress, if there is a dress the soul is wearing, that dress is only given to people who are criminal. Otherwise, there's no dress. He has a natural dress, which is their own body, peacock body, grass body, you know, gopa body, whatever, cow body. There's a natural dress. The fact that soul has been given a body of matter, when the soul carries a body of matter, means he is that is the complete evidence. You don't have any other evidence beyond that. That this, the jail ka kapda hai. Right? You see that fellow somebody in the road with that jail. Yeah, maybe he's absconding from the jail. Like, you know, sometimes in the hospital people just run away from hospital, right? They're like fed up of the doctor or they can't pay the bill. The bill has gone beyond his capacity then. It removes the IV line. It removes all the tubes, right? And the security guard is obviously sleeping the night, and that's the most common thing to, right? And the guy just stealthily just goes away, right? But he is, where does he go away? Because where do you get clothes? He cannot move around naked on the road, right? And somebody says, "Eh, ito bhakti ka kapda hai, bhakti hospital ka kapda hua hai." So you see that cloth, you see he is a guy from the hospital who has run away. I said,
You put it on the Facebook somewhere, put it in the... If you see a person run away with this green clothes or blue clothes or white clothes, then this person is a bagaudu from the hospital. Please let us know on this number. Right? So the fact that we are carrying around with us a body is made of the Pancha Mahabhut, means you are a criminal, sealed and sanctioned. And nobody can argue against this. Whatever I am. This is not what we are. This has been given to us. Vasamsi Jirnani. Right? You have been given a cloth to wear. You are not the cloth, but the cloth has been given to you to wear. Right? And of course you keep changing the cloth based on your karmic performances. Right? This cloth, that cloth, it keeps on changing. 84 lakhs of species not. 84 lakhs of species is basically different types of cloth. That's all it is. Cats, dogs, camels, earthworms, bacteria, this, that, something. Demigods, Brahma. All different types of cloth. Right? The soul doesn't have a material covering. If he has a material covering, that means it has been given to him by the illusory potency. So, how do we get... And the fact that we have this cloth of Pancha Mahabhut, it is subjected to all the actions and reactions in this world. When tsunami comes, when weather goes hot, when there is hunger, when there is cold, when there is this, we'll be subjected to the whips. The six whips, they say, right? The six whips are constantly affecting us. Hunger, thirst, sleep, anger, all this keeps on affecting us. There's no way we can escape this. No way. Because your body is made up of this Pancha Mahabhut, therefore it is vulnerable, gullible, susceptible to all the influences of the changes in Mahabhut, which is in the outside. You are Pancha Mahabhut, the world is Pancha Mahabhut. What happens in the Pancha Mahabhut outside is global warming, garmi ho gaya. Becomes hot outside, boo, it is hot. Or it starts, you know, snowing in the Himalayas. Wow, great winter this time. No, not winter, it's because of the snow there. So what happens in the Pancha Mahabhut affects you, because you are also Pancha Mahabhut. So that's what is happening to all of us. So Prabhupada says something so beautiful. I mean, I want to end with this analogy which we all heard from, one of our favorite analogies we all heard from Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. How do we end all this? How do we put an end to all this? Right? Krishna Bhuliya Jeev. Krishna Bhuliya Jeev. What does it do when it's from Krishna? Immediately, Bhogavancha kare. Bhogavancha. Again, Vancha. Vancha Klapaturubhyascha. Bhagavantara devotees. Vancha is a big problem. Right? Then, Nikatastha Mayatare. The moment, you know, I remind myself many times about this. When you go to the ATM for drawing cash, right? And the moment you put your card inside, right? You say 5,000 rupees. Ta-ta-ta-ta. You put your PIN number. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Comes out. Even before the money actually has come out, and before you can hold it also, your mobile starts saying, ta-ding, gives us SMS. That's how fast it is. Right? The moment we forget Krishna, japatayadhara, katak. Immediate. It's an immediate process. So when I remove cash, I always remind myself, Shanya Punya. The moment the Punya will be over, ktak, you'll be down. Right? Even before you can hold that money in your hand, the SMS alert has come, the bank has told you have 5,000 rupees are gone from your account. Out. Right? So it's immediate the action reaction. The moment you forget Krishna, cut. There's no question of a neutral zone. You're like undecided. Udarjam, udarjam. Right? The moment you give up this, you dare. This, dare. You always in subordination. The Jivatma is always in subordination. No matter if he is Brahma, even if he is Lord Shiva, even if he is anything beyond Lord Shiva, he's always in subordination. Even if he's in the spiritual world, he's in a subordination. Subordination to Krishna's Yogamaya potency, where he can act as Krishna's father or mother. That's another thing. That's a different topic. Right? But always in subordination, including Lord Balaramji Maharaj.
in Nagasuliya, that is so beautifully given, that one of the beautiful lessons coming out from that Leela, 10th canto, of course, we know Agasur Leela. So the Parishma Das asking, how is it, you know, this was not told here. Nobody's talking about this Leela. Every evening they come and they know the whole thing. I saw, everything, every day. Whole thing has been told. Kya hua? So all that, achya kya Krishna na, kya. It's like, you know, your favorite topic to talk after you come home. What happened today? But no one talked about this entire Leela. Agasur was killed. A very powerful Leela took place. Nobody talking about for one full year. How did they forget this Leela? Are no, I didn't forget. It's because somehow or the other what happened is, this has happened. Right? So in that Leela we find that even Balramji, who is Dui Prabhu Bhojane Basiya, right? He's also Prabhu, he's also Supreme Lord. But in one sense, this is such a special and fine point, right, of our understanding of Krishna's glory, that even when Krishna wants, he can put Balramji also into Yogamaya. So Krishna is the absolute. And what absolute is absolutely important for us. He is the absolute controller of Maya. Yogamaya or Mahamaya? Absolute control over everything. He is therefore the complete supreme controller of everything. Parama Krishna, Ishvara Parama, means Parameshwara. He controls everything. He controls all Maya. Huh? All Shaktis. Vividhaiva Shruyate. Whatever vivida Shaktis are there, all are completely in Krishna's control. And therefore, our only hope. This being an understanding, our only hope is you can only get free of this extremely insurmountable power of Maya, Mama Maya Durateya, only if you go to Krishna. Because one who owns that Shakti, you have to go to him and say, please release me, Baba. It's too much for me. This is too much. Just cannot handle it too much. I just can't handle this anymore. And I, like, you know, go to Panduranga, right? Many times you've seen in Bandarput, they go in front of Panduranga and then hold like this and they go like this. Right? They hold. When do you do that? Right? In school you should do that. Jalo, you're talking in school, clocking in class. This is one of the punishments we went through, right? We just want to. That's why I said, in school we did that, right? Nowadays that punishment doesn't exist. If you do that, the teacher will be fired, you know, for child abuse. But we were all put through all that. We have enjoyed all those childhood pastimes of our own. Right? So then we do that. When you do that in front of the Lord, it means that, my dear Lord, I really, really, I am so sorry for all that I have done. All the sins I have done, all the times I have rebelled against, all the time I have forgotten you, all the time I have stolen a property as my own, all the times I have disregarded you, abused you, whatever I have done, I have kicked you on your face practically. Right? Please forgive me for that. That is the whole crying of Rupa and Sanatha when they go to meet Mahaprabhu Chaitanya at Ramakeli. They're crying. Complete humility. Right? And therefore Prabhupada says very nicely here, only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Mayapati, right? There's somebody's name is there like that, Niskan, maybe they have names like that. No? Karmis Durgapati and all, you know, this Uttar Pradesh, Durgapati, Durga Prasad. Devotees have Sripati, Vrajapati. Devotees have that. But I'm sure that his name is Mayapati, right? The only master of Maya is Vishnu. Therefore, we have to underline this line, not tear the page, but like underline in our heart probably, so write somewhere in our heart this line. It's such a powerful line of Prabhupada. Some of the lines of Prabhupada are like, all the lines of Prabhupada are great, but some of them click us and some don't, right? Based on our consciousness. When I read this, only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he alone, very clear, he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. And there are absolutely no other way. Therefore, Krishna says very clearly, Mam evaye prapadyante. Then, And why does Krishna release us? That also Prabhupada gives a secret of that. And I think we should end at this very soft point. Very soft, nice point here. Prabhupada writes here. Where is it? Prabhupada writes because of he orders this release. When will he order? No, order. Like, we have to give order. Iska bhi chodo, iska jaane do. Order, right? The signed order has to be there. Iska nikalo, right? He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul. You have to be a surrendered soul for that. Not any soul. You have to be not a conditioned soul, a sinful soul. Surrendered soul. Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. That has to be there first. Surrendered soul. And out of it, the two reasons. That is, one is his causeless mercy. The other is the other side of Krishna, we said. And out of his paternal affection for the living entity. So nice. It is such a nice thing. Yeah? Krishna Prabhupada always taught us that Krishna is our father. Srimati Radharani is our beloved mother of our souls. Right? So when you come to front of Gopinath, Shama Sundar, Radha Madhav, Bihari ji, Radha Madan Mohan ji, wherever we go, ISKCON temples everywhere, temples. Right? So when we go in that mood of being a child of the Lord, right, who wants to serve the Lord, and draw from Krishna's heart that affection towards us, that like an ignorant child, I have done so much nonsense. I've abused you. So many things I've done. And when Krishna starts feeling towards us, what? Paternal affection. Then he may say, okay, you've done a lot of things which are nonsense. Bastu, because I love you and you are trying to surrender, I'll release you. Right? So there is no other way. It's not by our sadhana bhakti, our knowledge, our erudition, our scholastic understanding of scriptures. These things are not the way we negate the process. The process is the one who actually has created this energy. You approach him with a humble heart and he'll tell the energy, release him. Sajjan Maharaj says, when that dog is shouting there, growling at you when you come to give the newspaper, right? And the moment you are inattentive, the dog can really tear you apart completely. Tear you. Rip off your flesh from your body. Maya is like that. She's growling. Tear you apart. Whoever you are, she can just tear you. Tear your consciousness. Right? But when the owner says, "Hey, come on, get down." The moment he says that to the dog, however ferocious the dog is, he sits down. That is the Lord. Maya is very powerful. She is fierce. She can destroy. The whole world is under her control. The whole world. All demigods. Everybody. All living entities. Under control. What is the power of somebody who has control over all creation? Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Rakacha. Everything. All under her control. Right? But when Krishna says, release him. Right? So that's our only hope, to somehow do things which will please the Lord, where he understands that our sincere intentions are there to serve him, to love him, and repentance for our nonsense which we've been doing for many lifetimes. When he sees that repentance, Krishna may become merciful and said, okay, you're allowed to come. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sorry, I went overboard today.